Well, I think for starters, the American Civil Liberties Union may want to change their name to the Illegal Immigrant Civil Liberties Union. This organization, combined with CASA of Maryland and a number of unions like the SIU, continue to push for really advantages for people that are here in Maryland without legal status. So it's just horrible that they would waste our elected officials' time pushing things like this.
Do you believe this is in retaliation to Sheriff Jenkins, who I know is has a 287 agreement with the federal government, and there are some other jurisdictions that do? Is this in response to that, or is this, are we dealing with another issue here?
No, this is part of, if you look at the administration on a federal level, has granted temporary amnesty to college students that are illegal immigrants. There's a push in many states, including Maryland, our own. There'll be driver's licenses handed out to illegal immigrants. Last year, it was in-state tuition for illegal immigrants. There really is a misuse of government tax dollars and really no input from the community at large on the issue.
What about the argument that having police, local police, handle some of these issues takes away from their other efforts to, you know, to deal with crime, takes away from, in, I guess the ACLU's words, not mine, more serious efforts?
Well, I think it's a crime that illegal immigrants are living in Maryland, using our schools, driving on our roads, abusing our social service programs, using our hospitals for non-emergency health care. That's the crime, and the people paying for that crime are Maryland taxpayers.
You and I have both talked during the debates on both the DREAM Act and also the immigrant driver's license bills, both of which passed overwhelmingly in the General Assembly. The voters of Maryland also approved the DREAM Act last year. What makes you think that this bill won't pass easily in the General Assembly?
Oh, I think that a bill like this would pass in the General Assembly. When you have representatives like Senator Victor Ramirez of Prince George's County, whose life work seems to be helping illegal immigrants, but not the majority of black Americans that live in his district in Prince George's County. They receive outside funding, ACLU, a national organization. CASA receives funding from the state and local governments. So it's a tough battle. It'll pass in Annapolis because the Democrats control Annapolis. But if this goes to referendum, I believe that the voters would shoot this down. And in fact, the mistake we made this year was not putting driver's licenses to referendum. One thing to give in-state tuition to some poor illegal immigrant that was, as a kid, dragged across the border. Another thing to have them driving on our roads, threatening our citizens with their driving and potential accidents.